Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1. It is Big Mike. And man, I'm excited to get this guy in the studio right now. He is an actor, writer, and comedian who I'm shocked to say this is his first time performing in Denver, which shocked me when I heard that. We have got Colin Quinn. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Good to see you.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's good, man. Welcome to the Mile High City.
Thanks.
I was shocked to hear, like, you know, I saw Colin Quinn was coming to Comedy Works downtown. I was like, oh, cool. And then I was like, this is the first time you've performed in Denver.
I know. It's a little weird because It is such a legendary club. But I don't know what happened. Well, I guess because I'm on the East Coast most of my life.
Yeah. Well, welcome here, man.
Thanks.
Yesterday was like 65 and feeling like spring. Now it's
feeling
like winter again, I guess.
I was loving it yesterday.
Yeah. What time did you get in yesterday?
I got in the early afternoon. I head over to the 16th Street Mall.
Okay.
Had a couple of interactions there.
That's always a good first place to start
here in Colorado. What a place to start.
Yeah.
I know.
Did you get anything else in Colorado with this being your first time, or at least in Denver, this your first time in Denver? Because I heard you made it to Colorado Springs at some point.
I've been in Colorado Springs. Wow. I've been down there like Joe Kendra several times. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you making your way to Denver, man.
Thanks.
What's been going on with you?
Nothing. Just been working on the show and mostly just, you know, going on the road a lot and trying to work on this new thing, you know?
And I mean, you know, you've been doing this, you know, for over like 20 years. And given the
30 years.
So 30. Well, that's over 20 years, technically.
Yeah.
But add another 10. So 30 years. And, you know, given all the success you've had with, you know, TV and film and writing and your book, you know, what is it about stand-up that, you know, brings you back to the stage?
Well, because I feel like it's the last, and it becomes more like this every year, it's the last place people can be honest, and you can really get immediate honest feedback, too. So it's not just you being honest, you're actually hearing honest feedback.
Right.
And it was always rare in society, but it becomes rarer.
Have you found, like, since when you started to, like, now, has the comedy audience changed here throughout the years, or does it seem like everybody kind of has the same sense of humor?
They've changed. They've gotten better and worse.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd say they've gotten better in the sense that they've gotten worse in the sense that they're more sensitive you know, any inference whatsoever that's like, well, you're not supposed to say that. It's like, no, I know that's why I'm in comedy, because you're not supposed to say that. But they're better because they're much smarter.
Yeah.
Like, because they grew up on comedy.
Right.
When I was growing up, people could just get up and say any stupid, you know, just pandering, dumb thing.
Right.
And the audience would go crazy because a comedian was on stage saying it. Like, now they're sharper.
Yeah, so, I
mean, in that way, it's a much better audience.
You know, and I wonder if maybe the audience, or the population hasn't necessarily changed, but nowadays, you've got Twitter, you've got Facebook, you've got social media. So now, I mean, one wrong tweet, you can end up on CNN because of your joke.
Right, that's right.
Whereas before, if you said the joke in a club, probably other than those, you know, 40 to a couple hundred people would be the ones that heard it.
Yeah, exactly. And if somebody was like, I tape that, you'd be like, why would anyone tape something? That's weird.
Yeah.
Who carries a tape recorder with it? Even comedians, and I remember when, like, the late 80s, suddenly comedians brought tape recorders on stage. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm going to tape my act. Wow, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess if you were trying to critique yourself, maybe.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Delivery,
well, I mean, we
I
all do it now. But
I mean, if you're doing it, I mean, you were kind of on stage when it happened. You know, if people were laughing or if you messed up or whatever. Now it's like, yeah, it seems like everybody's sensitive. I'm just thinking maybe those sensitive people always exist, but now that they're loud and they have the ability
I think people, it's a heightened awareness, but then it's a fine line between awareness and having too much time on your hands and looking for something to start trouble about.
Yeah.
So it's like that fine line.
Well, I think that's why, at least here in Colorado, the audience, the comedy scene's benefited, because, you know, Comedy Works has been here for so many years and been able to, you know, bring comedy here, bring great comedy here, so the audience has been able to build, they've been able to expect it. So, you know, for somebody who's been here for so long, have you been able to hear about Comedy Works through your travels?
Even oh, my God. I was saying before, it's the only club I've never heard anything but great things about.
Nice.
You never hear a bad word about Comedy Works Denver. It's the only place.
Yeah.
And I mean, comedians aren't like enthusiastic, like, oh, the club. And they're like, it's the greatest club. I mean, it is the greatest club. Even the fact that they have people put their phones away. I mean, it's great. That's makes the show better for them too.
There's no recording of your show this weekend.
But it makes everybody get off their phone. It's better for the show. It's better for the audience.
Oh, I got it. I went to a concert the other day, and I'm sitting here behind somebody who just recorded the whole thing. I'm like, when are you? Number one, it's in front of you. Why are you watching this when you can watch it? When are you going to go back, put the kickstand up, and watch that show in the future?
I know.
Or show, you're not.
That's I know.
You're going to delete it the minute you have too much memory on your phone. And assuming they paid for the ticket, you just wasted your money.
That's right. That's right. You're not living.
You know, even at Comedy Works, if you go to a comedy show where they don't lock your phones up, put your phone away anyway.
Yeah.
You don't need to. Your Facebook will be there later, man. So we have Colin Quinn. He is at Comedy Works downtown this weekend. Get those tickets at comedyworks.com. You know, obviously at this point, haven't done this for so long. Is there anything that at this point is like been the highlight of your career out of everything else? Or
no, I mean, I've had a bunch of ups and downs. I've had a bunch of highlights, sure. But I mean, there's been so many little moments,
right?
You know, that I'm like, oh my God, it was great. I mean, the first time I got on like on TV was like exciting on MTV. And then when I was on SNL, I was in this thing and Bill Murray was next to me talking on TV. And I was like, this is great on SNL. What? Listen to Bill Murray talk. And then having my own show, you know, when I was doing Tough Crowd, and then all my specials, like it's all different little great moments. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you know, I was thinking, I was going to ask you like, hey, do you kind of wish that maybe you were doing Weekend Update now with the craziness of the world? But when you were doing it, there was a lot going on in politics.
Yeah, there was a lot going on with Clinton. And, right. It was a crazy time.
Yes. Yeah, so you were in exciting times then. Do you ever now kind of like in the back of your head be like thinking of the, you would kind of have a Weekend Update element to anything going on in the world now, or do you just watch it through? You know,
no, I mean, I never think of it in those terms. Okay. But I mean, I never think about Weekend Update just because it was one of things. That, you know, I've done other things, so I just never. It's never like my only thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I would have done it differently if I was around.
Yeah.
But you know, you look at stuff and go, "Oh, what was I thinking? I should have done this." But you know, it's.
Yeah. What's next for you, man?
Nothing. Just I mean, I'm on the road with this. I got some stuff I'm working on. It always, but. You know,
what's next is you're going to be at Comedy Works tonight. Doing
exactly. I've been Comedy Works all weekend.
Colin Quinn, man, dude, thank you so much.
Mike,
it was awesome
you,
to meet
Mike.
You. I was very excited to see that you were coming to town. And
appreciate
I know everybody, if you need to get your tickets, I know the Saturday night show sold out. There might be a few left for tonight. Make sure you get them right now. ComedyWorks.com. Colin Quinn, hopefully we see you again before the next 30 years.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.